Blog Talk Radio.
Outside, and that in combination with the music we just heard is kind of freaking me out.
There's something wrong with y'all.
I'm serious.
Like I said, there's something wrong with y'all.
Big thunder thing just clapped everywhere. Scared me. All right. Hi, guys. It is May. Look, I got the month right. May 26, 2011. I checked before the show started just so I'd have it ready to go. And you are listening to Gamer Girls Radio. That's right. We're back again because we're good like that. I'm Snow White, I'm here, and I'm ready to go. That's right, I'm ready to go. Damn carpet fibers. Okay, I'm ready to go. I don't know if my bestie's ready to go. We have to ask her. Miss Gaminatrix, are you ready to go?
I'm hunting freaking ponycorns is what I'm doing.
You know, I am loving the ponycorns. I think I squeed like 500 times saying that. It was great. I guess I should do the, yeah, I guess.
She introduced that boy.
Yeah, I guess. Our token male who's here is Master Blaster.
I'm not your favorite. I mean, I'm not your faves or.
No, yeah. You're not. Right. tonight, you're just the token male because you've been annoying. So.
After I gave him so much praise this morning. See, he didn't listen to the news in the morning, and I gave him all this beautiful praise, and then he comes in at night and just...
Because I deserve beautiful praise, that's why.
No, you don't. What you deserve is a foot in places we cannot mention.
I suddenly feel like singing Beautiful Soup. I don't know why. They have to watch Alice in Wonderland after this. I don't know.
Since you didn't ask, I am doing fine this wonderful evening.
Oh, did I not ask?
No, you did not.
Kidding.
Well, you just asked if I was ready. Let me find this wonderful evening. I'm completely ignoring Corey this evening, though. I will be doing that.
No,
thank you.
He's not.
Please do. Please.
No, he's not. He's not.
Thank you.
Anyway, so, anyway, that's right. It's us. Oh, and I did want to mention before we move on the phone number and also the fact that we are the longest running gaming podcast on iTunes. And thunder just clapped again, and I'm getting kind of nervous because it makes me nervous. But
award-winning. You forgot award-winning.
I know. I was going to mention that, but then the thunder clapped and scared me. We are award-winning, bitches.
Ooh. No, it's okay.
Okay right now?
It's okay right now.
Okay. I just, like, covered my mouth, like, literally. It's award-winning. We are award-winning, the longest-running, award-winning gaming podcast on iTunes. You can take us with you when you go in there. Chewy, get back on your corner. You can take us with you when you go anywhere on your iPod, on your iPhone. Listen to us, enjoy us, and we'd appreciate that. And our phone number, if you want to call in and chat with us, is, make sure you got your paper handy, guys. It's 347-215-7977. Let me repeat that one more time. It's 347-215-7977, and it's all you, Corey.
Well, I got this lovely text message from the ladies over at Women Gamers, and it came with a link and said one word, awesome. Now, sometimes Women Gamers are up at hours even more odd than myself, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I said, what is wrong with these tricks? Why are they sending me this at 3 o'clock? When I got up the next morning, I looked at it and went, oh, we got to do this front lines. So let us begin, because we are... Frontline subject is listening, and she's only 5 years old. So
yay!
Let's begin our Cassie segment where we will completely clean up our language, and we're going to go all into the
absolutely.
High register because she's so adorable. Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
So
we have been hunting pony corns all night
long. Oh my gosh, it's the best game ever. I love it.
Pony
now
corn.
You all are wondering, what are they talking about? Well, we're talking about, and I have forgotten Cassie's last name. Forgive me, Cassie. Cassie is the youngest ever game developer at 5 years old. And yes, she's a girl. Let me say that again. 5 years old and a girl has made her first game called, I need a drum roll. Sissy's Magical Pony Corn Adventure.
Yay!
Now, what is so amazing about this is not just that she's only five, it's that she drew all the pictures. She wrote all the titles. She did all the voices for the main character. She came up with all the NPCs. I love the Mr. Turtle, Mean Tiger, the villain.
I like the evil lemon. I think
I do too.
Right.
Squirt juice in your eye, and that stinks.
Oh, Blaster just said that Cassie's last name is Crichton.
Crichton. I'm sorry, little Miss Crichton. So we are always going on about next-gen gamers. This is a next-gen developer, and we have been in contact with her dad. So at some date in the near future, we'll get to have Cassie on for a few minutes, but it'll be early, pre-recorded, because she has to go to bed at 7:30, and that's just adorable.
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm going to squeal again.
I'm telling you, I was all smiles while playing that game. It was awesome. I'm a big fan of point-and-click adventures.
Yeah.
And that was just... The whole presentation with the voice acting and with the drawings was awesome. Well done. Well done, Cassie.
Excellent.
Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
I just want to say, Cassie, I hope you're listening right now, because, honey, I am so proud of what you did in that game. Your imagination is fabulous. It's spectacular. I wish I had half of your creativity. That is just wonderful. And I hope you continue to do this and you continue to think of all of these adventures and you continue to try to get your dad to help you out. And by the way, Dad, that was most awesome. You are
Daddy,
officially one of the best dads I know.
Did we talk about what Cassie got to do?
Oh, no,
Go ahead. Go ahead, Blaster.
Oh, no, it's just that, she got to go to Toe Jam, which Toe Jam, is that, that's a developer kind of game conference, right?
Kind of.
I think it's kind of where they get to go there and show off what they've been working on. And so she got to go to Toe Jam. She was actually the youngest, I think, person ever attend Toe Jam. In fact, there was a little concern about inviting Cassie. But her dad had a really cute story about how he kind of gave Cassie kind of a warning that, you know, hey, a lot of people were nervous that she would run around making noises and screaming and wrecking things. But she promised she didn't. And it looks like she did a great job while she was there. And so she got to go there and show off what she made. So I think that's really awesome, Cassie. You did a great job, and I'm glad you got a chance to get into game development. I look forward to playing games from you from the future.
I do, too. I really do.
I'm just telling you, it was pony corns. If you guys aren't familiar what pony corns are,
Corey, you know what? We're not going to tell you what pony corns are. You have to actually go play the game to find out what a pony corn is.
I'm still playing pony corn.
I know. I was like, I was playing and you guys were talking. I wasn't even paying attention. I'm like, I need my last pony corn. Where is it?
So if you're really looking for it, Sissy's Magical Pony Corn Adventure is the name of the title. So
I
go
want
out
say
there.
To her dad and to her, little Miss Crichton, you're the reason why we do this for the show, so that we can showcase people like you. Now, this is the type of stuff that nobody else is doing. I've not seen this on the front of Blaster's favorite site. I'm not going to say their names or any of the favorite sites. That's why we're here, and this is why we do this, because we got our little next-gen game. I am so proud, I'm telling you, and y'all know. I am not always the girly type, but I'm telling you, when I saw this, I got the whole tears in the eyes. And
oh, my gosh,
like,
me too. I mean,
I'm
can
so
you
proud.
Imagine me? Oh, no.
I am so, so proud to be a girl gamer today. Ah, she's awesome. Okay. Okay, now, Cassie, time for you to go to bed.
Yes. Good night, honey. Sleep well. Sweet dreams.
Good night, Cassie.
And
in
Cassie's
pony
corns in your dreams.
Okay, and now Cassie's segment is ended, but I'm still going to wait a little while just in case.
Yes, let's give Dad a chance to get her.
Yeah, Dad, we'll give you a chance to stop the play before we say anything really bad.
Especially after Snow's opening.
I didn't mean to. It slipped out.
Amazing. All right, so we're assuming Cassie has gone to bed.
Dad, we're giving you the look. By the way, Dad, no disrespect to your wife, you're kind of cute. Anyway.
Well, he is.
Don't let her know where you live. That's the only advice I can give.
No.
The only advice I can give you, Ryan. Well,
and the fact that he would do all of that for his 5-year-old daughter.
I'm sorry. That's amazing. Guys being dads are sexy. I'm sorry.
Aren't they? They totally are. They totally are.
Daddies are sexy. Sorry. Ow. All right. Moving along.
What was that?
Oh, my gosh. Moving along, yes.
Much to talk about this week. I don't know where to begin. So we're making pizza this week. No.
Om nom nom.
No, we're not making pizza this week. But we do need to talk more about Steve Ballmer. Do y'all remember me telling you about Steve?
Why don't you refresh our memory, Miss Corey?
Yes, please do.
Steve Ballmer is the VP over at Microsoft at present. And for some reason, he keeps opening his mouth. I don't know why. But
sounds like what we have here is a failure to communicate.
What did he say? What did he say?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to pull it up. You know, my connection's slow because it's, once it's slow in one place,
everybody knows
Comcast,
you never go full retail.
Look, it's not me. Once your connection is slow anywhere on the Comcast line, it's slow everywhere. And Comcast is back on my hit list after today.
And I have to go to Comcast in Atlanta. I'm so upset with that.
Well, David Einhorn, who's the hedge fund manager over at Microsoft, says that they are calling for Steve Ballmer to step down.
Good.
They were speaking at the annual Irison Investment Research Conference in New York on Wednesday, and Einhorn claimed that he needs to give somebody else a chance.
Mm-hmm.
He said his continued presence is the biggest overhang on Microsoft's stock. Wow. Let me see. There's some more stuff here.
That's stunk just a little.
Okay, how do y'all feel about that? I don't personally think he's having – I don't think he's the one thorn in the side of Microsoft personally.
No, I don't think he's the only one. I think he might be one, yes, but the only one, no.
Blaster, what would you think? Because a lot of people are thinking the same thing about once Steve Jobs leaves Apple. They're hoping that he leaves, and then suddenly Apple will fall. No.
I mean, any game company, I mean, any large company is not going to be one man. One man is not going to make that big of a difference. You have to understand there are lots of meetings, thousands of meetings per day. I know because I work at a pretty decent-sized company, and there are – I at least have 10 meetings a day, and probably most of those meetings are not with the same people. And so a lot of decisions are made throughout the day by various people, and as a collective entity, the company makes a decision about a path, right? Not just one person. I mean, there is one person that has to approve everything, but most managers have got to where they're at by listening to other people and taking the good advice and sifting it from the bad advice and then saying, this is what we're going to do. So a company is only good as its individual entities and will make decisions as a group as opposed to one person. So I think if one person leaves, isn't really going to affect anything. Isn't going to change how things are done. The company is going to make decisions, good or bad, as an entity and as a group. So, I mean, I don't think
I'll agree with that. I mean, no smart business person, and Steve Jobs, he's smart, all right? I'm sorry. He's brilliant. He's a brilliant businessman. No smart business person is going to run a company and not have someone already lined up who knows how he does things and who knows the basic premise of his business plan to take over just in case something happens to him. I mean, if you were a business person and you did that and then you died suddenly, who would take care of your business? It would change totally because the person coming up wouldn't know what was going on. So it's only good sense to have somebody in the company who knows what they're doing to take over in case, heaven forbid, something happened to you.
Well, I like one of the comments there that's saying, okay, yeah, Steve could step down, Steve, is it Steve? Wow, that's amazing, Steve Jobs. This just occurred to me. But both Steves could step down, and they act like there's an incompetent person waiting to take each of their places, and they're going to ruin the company. What are you people thinking?
I know. There's no way that's going to happen.
So
That's one of the interesting things I saw this week. Not a huge topic, but I thought it was interesting that they're you need to step down. You're causing problems with the stock. I'm gonna tell you now. I got my little statement in, and my Microsoft stock was good, and I didn't care who Steve Ballmer was, as long as the stock is up. He's not causing me to buy less stock. I could care less. I didn't drop all my stock because Bill Gates decided he was gonna leave.
Sure, you're high enough in a company. Yeah, I mean, it might be, you know, one person making those kind of comments might affect that stock for that day. But, I mean, the company as a whole, what investors care about is return on investment. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you can say, you know, I love pink elephants, and maybe it might affect the stock for, like, that moment that you said that. But, you know, at the end of the week, its stock's going to be right where it was, whether, you know, if you'd said, I like pink elephants or not. I don't care if you own the company, right? If you, you know, if you were the CEO and the number one guy in the company, if you say, I like pink elephants, but, you know, next quarter your results come out and you beat Wall Street expectations, guess what? Your stock price is going up. It doesn't matter if you love pink elephants or not.
I have a question for you, though, Blaster.
Go. My knowledge is yours.
Oh, thank you. What's wrong with pink elephants?
I didn't say anything's wrong.
Why does it have to be bad pink elephants? Why can't it be bad, I don't know, blue elephants? Why has it got to be pink elephants? Are they girl elephants? Is that why they're no good?
Oh, Lord. Ponycorns. Okay, so... Now, here's the exception to that particular rule. While this guy is assuming that Microsoft is going to do better once Steve is out of the door. And he's saying that because, for one, the company was, of course, doing better under Bill Gates' leadership. But, you know, again, it's just the times. I don't think it has anything to do
doing
with
better compared to – I don't – doing better. I don't understand.
They are still a multi-billion-dollar industry. I'm pretty sure they're going to be okay.
Well, let me tell you – let me give you the numbers here. Give me a second. Let me scroll down this page because we're
going to finish some numbers up.
Yeah, the numbers are ready.
All right. Well, no, they didn't give any numbers. Okay, so they're saying that Microsoft enjoyed being the number one position as long as Bill Gates was in charge, and this is up until last year, and then, of course, Apple passed them last year as the biggest tech company in the U.S. So they're like, oh, it's because these bombers.
Whatever.
I don't think it had anything to do with him. I think it's been a long – I think Apple has been gaining ground for a long time, ever since they came out with the iTunes Store, and they came out with the iTunes, right? Nowadays there's so many iterations of I this and I that. What was the very first? Was it iPod? iPod. Yeah. Ever since iPod came out, they've been gaining ground. I mean, it's been a long standing thing that's been going on with them. I don't think happened under Bill Gates' watch. If anybody should be complaining, is that Bill Gates didn't start development on something something to combat the iPhone.
They did with Zune, but as people were saying, okay, they shut down development of Zune. Zune didn't actually fail. It's that they didn't market it enough. Zune is a lot of people are going to argue with me, but read it up on the internet. I'm not the only one that believes so. Is actually superior to the iPod in a whole lot of ways. I've known people that have bumped the iPod and it didn't work. I have washed my Zune. I have dropped it. I have stepped on it. It is, in comparison, almost like a Nintendo product. I cannot destroy it. I lost my
data. My NES is pretty destroyed.
But you know what I'm saying. Some of the Nintendo, like you always hear me talk about my DS is damn near indestructible.
Yeah.
So my Zune is, you know, I've shocked it and I erased all the data. Mind you, that was me. But it, as far as taking damage and, you know, the things that it could do, it's really a superior product. They just didn't market it well, and so they ended up losing out on it. So they had their battle with iPod. They just didn't step up to the plate, and I think they got comfortable because, we're the number one tech company, Apple, whatever.
Yeah. If that's the problem, that all that happened under Steve Jobs' watch. Not Steve Jobs. you know what I'm talking about, Bill Gates' watch, right? Well, it happened under Steve Jobs' watch, too.
And, you know, I'm so sure that Bill Gates is crying all the way to the bank.
I don't think Bill Gates even cares. To be honest with you, here's the thing. Microsoft is in so many different departments. They're in so many different areas anyways. I mean, I don't think that, and I could be wrong. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Apple is into enterprise software. I don't think Apple, like, I mean, I know my company is not necessarily a .NET company, but there are companies out there that are purely .NET companies, and I don't think Apple has anything like that. I don't think they have companies out there that are just dedicated to just Apple, unless they're a game development company that's making iPod or, you know, I mean, iTouch games or making, you know, iPhone games.
Some of them are, and they need not be doing that. I'm just
But I mean, they're not giant companies. I mean, we're talking about, like, I mean, look at the partners. Microsoft has partners like IBM. They've got, you know, partners like Cisco. I mean, big companies like that. Apple doesn't have that. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they do. I don't. Last time I looked for a job, I don't think they were there was any, like, looking for Mac developers.
Well, you know, even Apple has a mild partnership with Microsoft because Microsoft Word is on the Mac. You have to have some type of relationship for that to happen. So,
well, the only reason why they did that is because Microsoft is synonymous with business. I mean, Apple is not known for being business friendly, and Microsoft Word, a lot of companies use Microsoft Word as their text editing tool.
I think a lot of people weren't going to buy Macs because you couldn't do anything on it, at least of all your work.
That's why a lot of people don't like
Macs. It's not because the Macs are a bad machine. It's not because some people don't like the only one-button mouse, but it's because it's unfamiliar to them. But if you can, if you can simulate Windows on a Mac, everybody would love it.
You can.
I know that, but I'm saying if you're able to do that on a Mac, if you know how to do that, then everybody would love your Mac. I know you can because I've done it, but...
Child. Look here, people at Microsoft, get over yourself. Okay. And I'll be at your party here in Houston on 23rd. Anyway.
We like stuff. We like free stuff.
Well, they're opening a Microsoft store. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Microsoft. I always say, hands down, still the best company I ever worked for aside from this one. But...
You know.
Sometimes love us better. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the boss is a real bitch.
Oh, that she is.
That she is, but she is so hot.
Damn straight. Mm-hmm. So now, the exception to this whole rule about how somebody's ruining stock by their mere presence, even PlayStation, with all the crap that's gone on, managed to swing a profit, $435 million.
Oh, you know what? They're actually, PS3 sales are on the way up again.
Yes.
Who told that? I predicted that was going to happen.
Even with all the hoopla, the PSN hoopla.
I told you, all that hoopla was just a couple of ticked off nerds that were being very vocal about how ticked off they were. Nobody gave a damn at the end of the day.
No.
And I can't believe that.
Here's what I've been hearing, or we've been talking about all week on the news in the morning, is that... Sony now is about to be the most secure company on the face of God's green earth. I mean, nobody, after this goes down, nobody is going to be hacking them or trying to. But some people, some of you out there, you hackers out there, when we find you, I'm going to put my foot on your throat. Y'all are laughing. I'm serious.
I'm laughing because it's true.
They're not just hacking Sony now. They went after Codemasters in UK.
Can you back off the games, please?
Yes. Can we just play? This is the only.
I don't think this is anything. I think that this is nothing to do with, you know, Project Sony. I've been saying this all along. It would be very convenient for somebody to go in there, pretend, say that they're anonymous and they're doing it for some sort of cause, and go in there and rip off a whole bunch of credit card information to make a quick buck. And that's really what happened. Let's just be honest. It had nothing to do with Operation Sony or whatever the heck
it was. I didn't say it was. I said we have some people out there. I don't know if they're all together. I don't really care if they're all together. I need for you to leave the games alone. Leave the Codemasters alone. They went after THQ and a couple of... Come on. Just leave my games alone.
You know what? Like Corey said, we're going to find you.
Well...
No,
obviously
I knew.
Square Enix is another one they went after. They hacked them last month. They stole email addresses, CVs, you know, resumes. And it's, people, I'm telling you, when we find you, just, I'll give you this advice. If you stand
we gonna find you.
No.
Find you.
You stand next to me at PAX, you're talking about, hey, I was one of the people that hacked. It's on. It is on. I'm on you. Go ahead.
And speaking of that, Sony, speaking of how good Sony's doing, they say they're working on the PS4, by the way.
Oh yeah, they all are.
Really?
Xbox.
Yeah, this is an article that just came in about 9:30 tonight. Reading from Kotaku, Corey's favorite site of all time, asked to explain the increased research and development costs, a Sony senior executive told investors that work on the PlayStation 3 successor is already underway. So there you go. Corey, you can thank Microsoft if that's what you want to thank. Or not Microsoft, Nintendo for starting this whole, you know, we're already ready for another gen, if you want to. But
Well, it's been a while, Buster. Now, come on.
It's not been a while. It's been... okay, so the original PlayStation 2, I don't think... Well, the PlayStation was, what, like 8 years or 9 years into its cycle before the PlayStation 2 came out?
Well, that's like because they didn't have any, you know, anybody...
Now, there's... I think Sony always has said... Their consoles are on 10-year cycles. They're supposed to be on 10-year cycles.
Well, then they don't have to. Then who's really in the wrong?
Well, no, I read an article. So there was an article back when PS2 was coming out, and the Xbox 360 was that Microsoft was actually pushing the cycle faster. They're pushing the cycle forward. It was instead of 10 years, they're pushing it to 8 years. So I would venture to guess that Nintendo Wii's been out for 8 years. I'm not sure when it came out.
Has it been that long?
I don't know. Maybe let's see. Nintendo Wii.
Oh, man.
November 2006. So it looks like Nintendo is on an even more aggressive, looks like a 5-year plan at least. Maybe 6 or 7 by the time it actually comes out. So that's even faster than the original PlayStation 2's life cycle. So I'm saying, I'm telling you, Nintendo's pressing this forward, and it looks like since they're making the jump, it looks like all the rest of the game companies are doing the same thing. I'm sure there's an Xbox, you know, 460 underwear or whatever they want to call
it. Well, there is. Oh, no, leave him there.
What?
Oh. I didn't do it. That was automatic, honey. I'm sure as heck didn't do it, but I done did it again.
Ooh, I likes it.
Right.
That's
yeah,
nice.
Right. Okay, I don't know what that was.
How did you know what I was doing last night?
What?
What are you talking about? Okay.
Oh, plaster, I just got it.
quick mention for those of you who don't listen to the news in the morning, you're only here at night, or you're just here all the time talking to us, like certain people in the chat room who are muted. I'm not going to say your name. I know you want me to. Okay, so anyway.
He wants a little 15 seconds of fame.
That's all you get. Those of you who are game activists like ourselves, pop over to the ECA and join up. It's free. Did I mention the part where it's free?
Easy. Free as in it doesn't cost anything?
It costs you nothing. Free.
Now I'm going to start busting out singing Freedom in a minute.
Free membership. Free, 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 free. That's for you adult gamers. You kiddie gamers, well, play your games. Anyway, so you guys, I don't know if we talked about this last week either, that The Sims was going to be banned in Australia.
I did not hear about that, but Australia is famous for banning multiple games. Left 4 Dead 2... for instance, actually, Left 4 Dead 2, actually, I take that back, was in Australia, but they had to correct a few things. First off, there could be no blood, I think, in the game, and I think when you shot the zombies, they just fell down, and they had to disappear immediately. Like, you couldn't see any bodies laying on the ground. They had all these really crazy rules. No, I'm serious. They had all these crazy rules about it, and so that's...
This is Australia with these rules?
This is Australia, right? The home of the home of Crocodile Dundee and guys that swim and wrestle with real alligators and all this crazy stuff that
happens. And they can't see bodies on the ground in a game.
Bodies in a game.
Awesome,
yes.
Awesome. I'm impressed. Not really.
Well, the Sims 3 I think is a bit far fetched.
Why are they banning Sims 3?
Some changes that they made to the game at the last minute they don't particularly like, so they banned it.
What changes, though?
That I don't know. They have a list up on their congressional website. However,
come on, you can't do more than one thing.
Yeah, I can. But I have to stop to look at what you say, Blaster, because it might be important. You might be telling me, you know.
I'm always telling you things. If you listen to me, everything I say is important.
No, it's not. Let's keep going.
Okay, so anyway, there's a Catholic bishop in the UK not the UK, good God, in Australia, who's saying he agrees with, they did a draft proposal for an R18 plus for video game classification. The new adult rating is getting some unexpected support in the form of the Catholic Church. The Australian Catholic Bishops Conference said they welcome yesterday's proposed guidelines for an adult rating for video games, and not all of people agree. Some of them are calling the changes frightening, blah, 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 blah.
My question, though, I still don't understand why The Sims 3 was banned.
What exactly about The Sims 3 is banned? Why did
they this is all the news that we had, and I had a copy of the congressional thing, but it's long, and it's a lot of legal jargon, so I ended up not sharing it, but basically there was something to do with some recent changes that they made that they did not like in Australia, therefore it was banned. So it was Brink, I believe.
Oh.
And
Fallout 3 is banned in Australia.
Yeah.
Let's see, here we go.
Let's find a
nice little list here. 1 second.
Left 4 Dead 2 was banned.
This comes from Games Radar. Aliens vs. Predator banned in Australia.
Awesome.
There's some other countries. Hold on a second now. How about this? Dark Sector was banned in Australia. We've got Sexy Poker banned in Australia. Call of Duty Modern Warfare was banned in Saudi Arabia.
See, those I understand. Okay?
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia,
yeah.
Any of those Middle Eastern countries.
How about Mass Effect, Singapore?
Yeah, those are places I kind of expect. It's when you get to Australia and the UK because their governments are most similar to our own.
Fallout 3 banned in India. That's kind of weird.
No, not weird. You see, those are countries that they have stringent laws against everything. You know, women can't, you know, show skin. So those I expect it to be banned in those places. Australia, no. Like you just said, Crocodile Dundee came from
right.
there.
Right, exactly. You'd think that they'd at least have a thicker stomach, thicker skin than
that. So they're
Call of Duty World at War was banned in Japan. I wonder if you know why. Do you know why it was banned in Japan?
Do I know why it was banned in Japan?
Yeah, Call of Duty World at War.
I believe we were talking about that, and it had something to do with them killing Japanese soldiers in the game.
Yeah.
But however, they have made their own version where they're killing American soldiers, and of course, there's a whole big uproar about that. But I'm not upset about it.
I'm not either. I mean, if we spend all this time killing other countries' soldiers, then what comes around goes around.
I say go for it. I want to play. I think we said that last week. I want to play.
Mm-hmm. If it's a good game, why not?
Well, I mean, again, I mean, this is the whole nanny state thing, right? I mean, at some point, this is what would happen in California if the ESA just let California walk all over them, right? This is
what
would happen.
I don't think we have to worry about that anymore since our former governor, Schwarzenegger, and all the controversy surrounding him. Nobody in California wants to bother us. They don't want to talk to us.
They got their own trouble right now, I'm sure.
That's right.
Arnold.
Don't get me started on him.
Wasn't he one of the ones that was all like, "Oh, we have to ban video games and stuff"? Or am I mistaken?
No, he's talking about violence. He's talking about violence, right?
Violence in video games. Oh, but it's okay for him to. Never mind. You know, when are they going to go?
He said it was distorting the family values. You know, the usual spiel. But the fact that you were
you can't keep
nanny,
it in your pants is what's going
up
on.
With the nanny, you got a kid with your nanny. And a couple other women are coming forward saying, we had him and he got kids with him. You need to stop talking about family values, right?
I'm just saying, nothing says family values like killing aliens from space who are trying to take your head as a trophy. That's all I'm saying.
Who would that be?
What are you talking about?
Who would that be? Who are we referring to, Buster? You?
I'm just Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Nothing says
aliens
family values like all of the... Yeah, Predator. And then you've got... Oh, but he did have a good family values movie with Commando. I mean, he did go around killing people for his daughter. I mean, hey.
Right.
Sure, makes it okay.
Right?
Well, I'm just saying that the movie Junior should be banned.
I like that movie!
That was a crime against nature.
I love Junior.
That should be banned in just about every state.
I like that movie, man.
Australia, if you want to ban Junior, I mean, I know it's about 20 years late, but, I mean, I'd be behind you 100%. That movie should not be seen by any human being.
I tell you, I find amazing is that after he was getting out of office, he was going to, you know, start up again. I had a comic book game coming, and I'm looking at him going, really, after you were so down in the game industry, you want to make a game and you
yep.
expect us to buy it? Did you not realize what world you're in anymore, Arnold?
Mm-hmm. So, quick, let me ask you two a question.
The answer is 42.
The answer is 42. I didn't think there was a game called 42 coming out. You know that E3 is right around the corner.
Yes.
Right, okay. I am super excited about several titles coming out this year. There will be this year at E3, I mean. I'm not sure if you guys have had a chance to kind of look over some of the early, you know, some of the early titles that are going to be appearing at the show, but do you guys have any favorites?
We were talking about a few this morning from Ubisoft. But I didn't want to say too much because, you know, for some reason, some of those crazy people out there like listening to our E3 show. So I said, we should probably not give away too much.
I'm excited about Twisted Metal coming out.
You've been
excited
about
that. Is not a surprise.
An awesome game.
At all.
Sorry, it's a classic. It's a classic.
Oh, I was playing The Sims Medieval today, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, were you?
I was. And they
you know,
came
it's
out.
Canada, Australia.
It is.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
it possibly could be. I mean, they do simulate sex. Heaven forbid. Have you noticed I'm being very, very not foul mouthed tonight?
Yeah, we're still in Cassie mode.
Yeah, we're still in Cassie mode. I love her, by the way.
Inconceivable.
I know. But anyway, I was playing The Sims today, The Sims Medieval, and they got some new achievements out, or they got some new updates for the game. And when I first got it, I was so upset because you couldn't just play like a sandbox. You know, you had to keep going through the same thing in all the different kingdoms. But they made it to where now you have like a sandbox where you can just have free play and just play whatever.
Now I have to go back and download that. Can I build stuff?
You cannot build houses, no.
I don't want to play then. Y'all know I just like to build.
I know you just like to build. I have no doubt they'll come up with that eventually. But right now they made it to where you have like a little free play area, but you can still do all the achievements and you can still unlock all of these things that you can do. I'm still loving the game. It's fun. I'm still loving The Sims Medieval.
Well, I tell you what.
Quit being a bitch.
No. I was just saying, you know, one interesting about that is. You know, when World of Warcraft was doing their I'm, you know, such and such, and I'm a Night Elf Shaman, like the, what was it, the they had the one with Mr. T, and then they had the one with Ozzy, right, and all that. Yeah, so it's kind of funny, because The Sims Medieval, I don't know if you saw the commercial, they had one along those same veins. It was the guy from Scrubs.
Yes! You know what? So funny, and he didn't. Is that we talked about that?
Yes, we were doing it the whole week. Bam, poison up in your body. Oh God, what is wrong with you?
Poison all up in your body.
I'm just saying. I thought that was kind of funny because I guess those are really successful marketing strategies. Now that The Sims Medieval is using the World of Warcraft marketing technique, let's throw a celebrity up there and show them and say and pretend like they actually enjoy playing the game. And
no, see, that's a different. You hit on two different marketing techniques. Now, Donald Faison was just dressing up as the characters telling you to play. He didn't say that he was playing, whereas Mr. T was saying that he played.
And Ozzy Osbourne, which I doubt.
Don't even know if Ozzy knows how to turn a computer on.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Although it was brilliant marketing to have Ozzy Osbourne playing, what was he playing, a necromancer or something like that. It was perfect. Oh, that was so
perfect.
Of course,
he's the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, too. He says, I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm the Prince of Darkness. And then I had all these, like...
Here's like I remember Mr.
You remember that one? And he had, like, he was sitting there saying, like, all aboard the crazy train, you know? And it had those, you could summon those demonettes, and they were behind him, like, kind of, like, doing their little dance thing.
You are never allowed to mimic that again. You ruined it. I love Ozzy, and you ruined it for me.
I didn't say I was a great singer. I was just trying to describe to you the commercial, all right?
Uh-huh.
Did he just go back and try to go back into the accent to the commercial?
Yes, did. Commercial. All right, he's like Stewie from Family Guy.
Anyways.
Okay, so what is it that you want to talk about? Because we are apparently blasted and irritated. He is irritated.
He's been irritated all night.
I have. Well, I'm sorry, but when the police department and the fire department show up at your house, when
you
didn't expect them to. Don't worry about that. I was nothing. My wife was cooking, and and you know what? I'm not even going into it right now. I'll go into it off the show. But anyways, so again, going back to what we talked about earlier, where Sony was doing so good. You know, PSP has been selling like crazy in Japan. I mean, it's been like 2-1 over the DS right now, and over the 3DS. I think they've been outselling that even. And so I got kind of questioning this today, and I saw an article today on Kotaku, again, Corey's favorite site, by the way. And
why did you even mention another site on here? Just,
well, you don't even say where you found it.
Just say that you have a story.
Would you want them to give credit if they found a story on our site?
That'd be stupid. If they're doing a podcast and have another site, they'd be like, oh, we found this, and then talk about it.
No, they do that all the time. Anyways, so I was wondering, like, why is the PSP selling so much? And so there was kind of – actually, what happened is they released – I think it was Sony released a I think it was – I'm not sure where they got these figures from, but it was a figure of games that were – the top games that are being sold in Japan right now. And the top game right now in Japan is a game called Akiba's Trip. And Akiba's Trip is a game where basically you are – Where's this at? I thought it was in this thing here. We strip clothes off of vampires in Japan. So basically, you find these female vampires and you strip clothes off of them, and I'm thinking to myself, like, that's the top selling game right now in Japan. Guess where Portal 2 is right now on the list? Portal 2 is number 6.
Yeah.
Number 6 on the list. So the top game right now is basically a sex game in Japan. And it's with PSP.
Well, Blaster, you have to keep in mind, Japan's culture is, even when I'm watching on TV, it's not that they're off, they're just very completely opposite of us, some of the things that they are into. We're just not. And this is also when I was telling you guys about Arcane Heart 3 and how... Right. When we wrote to them, the statement that they said, you know, the culture's different and it's not offensive over there. Of course you couldn't do this here. You could not have this game come out here and do this well, where you're stripping the clothes off a vampire, somebody would attack them. I'm not saying I'm for that either, but their culture is just one where this is completely acceptable. It's fine. Women are objects and that type of thing.
Oh, my God, stop that.
What?
I'm sorry. My cat eating my shoe.
You know what? We don't want to talk about. We do not want to hear about your cat.
Well, you know, the second,
my favorite shoes. Okay, stop it.
The number 2 game is actually a 3DS game, and it's Dead or Alive Dimensions. And if you're familiar with the Dead or Alive series, right? Exactly. It's
same
women game. With giant boobs.
Women.
That's
the name. Are there tentacles involved?
There are no tentacles in this particular game, but and Dragon Quest and Gungor. I don't even remember heard this game.
I do like Dragon Quest.
I do. I like Dragon Quest, actually.
It's interesting, though, because I'm thinking to myself, like, why was the PSP doing so well? Apparently, sex sells. I didn't even know that.
Well, you know, this is the same. This is a subject we touched on before. Remember, Rape Play came out of Japan. And over here, we're making such a big deal about it. But this is, again, their culture. And
there was an article, I think, on GameMatrix.com, in fact, talking about that.
There was. And I'm so glad you actually mentioned our site for once.
Well, you're welcome.
Rape Play? Rape Play? Yep. I don't think I've actually posted that one yet.
Oh, you didn't post that one.
I don't think I posted that one yet. It is there. It's just hidden. Because I needed to do some more research first in the form of playing all the way through the game to the end. To see if there was anything in it that was super, super.
Corey had to stop every 5 minutes to take a break, you know.
No, I didn't. I played through from beginning to end, and there is really nothing about the game that's offensive in just looking at it. I don't speak Japanese. Somebody did translate it. It does have subtitles, but it's badly translated. Like
it's
somebody
English.
Yeah, somebody who spoke Japanese and spoke English but didn't speak very good English tried to translate it, so it's not very good translation. But just looking at it and based on what I could tell from looking at it, like there's a bar that shows how excited the girl is about what you're doing. That, to me, tells me everything I need to know about. Yeah, okay, that tells me this is not this. I cannot look at this as a rape thing. The way that we were, you know, CNN was trying to paint it as it's a game about raping people. Look at it this way. Let me just give you the premise. When you start off the game, there, of course, this guy is stalking these women and he ends up grabbing them or for whatever reason. But before we get to the point where he's grabbing them, when he's stalking them, he's on the train and he's doing stuff to them like touching them. Okay, and this is a common practice when I did the research to write the article, that there are men that are called, whatever the name of his character is, this is what the men are called, that do this for real in Japan. They go around and they touch women on trains and mm-hmm. they look under their dresses. But the difference here is I'm pretty much guessing when it's happening for real, the women are not standing there blushing and getting excited by it. They're turning around and knocking the hell out of somebody saying, get your hands off me.
Yes.
So this is where I say, in America, sometimes instead of jumping the gun and saying, oh, this guy's about rape, I think somebody just had some fantasy sex and said this would be an interesting game to make.
Well, but you have to understand, too, that there are a lot of, you know, I understand what you're talking about as far as Japanese culture. There is a lot of, you know, fantasy, erotic things that come from Japan about saying that, oh, you know, if a girl says no, no now, you know, you can get her to say yes, yes later, and that's not really how it works.
But there's no in the game, is what I'm telling you. At least not from what I'm hearing. You know, at least not from what I'm able to see.
Right, but there's a difference between implicit and explicitly happening, right? So it's implicitly suggested that that you're raping these women. It's implicitly suggested.
It's implicit,
not explicitly.
It's suggested by us because whoever.
Well, the title's called Rape Lay.
That's not even the original title. It was changed to that to bring to America. And it's just a bad choice of words, honestly. They could have chosen anything else and called it erotic or something, and it could have been an underground cult classic hit. And I'm willing to bet it is because even Blaster, as much as he's playing Devil's Advocate, we sat one night when I said I wanted to write this, and we looked for a copy. And it was everywhere. And people are downloading it, and they want the codes. And it wasn't just men that I saw asking to download this. It was women that wanted to play. Pretty much it's just an erotic game. It's a well-done erotic game is what I
would
say.
Well, my question to you – well, see, that's the thing. I don't think that there is a – are you sure there was a mistake in translation? Because I've seen a lot of titles that come out like this, and they're not – they don't have the word rape in them. This is a title that had the word rape in it exclusively. I mean, I'm just saying it seems like it implicitly applies to raping. In fact, I believe – the whole story behind this game was that these two girls, mother and two daughters, their family did something wrong to you, and so you're getting revenge upon their family for this.
It was the dad, I think, that did something to them, and he takes out his revenge. Here's what I'm saying is, there's not very much in the way of cutscenes where it goes to, you know, from the translations that they were doing that even touches on this whole storyline that we keep reading about when I was playing through. We also know, as we're all adults here, there are people who enjoy that type of sex. I want you to pretend to tie me up, do mm-hmm. things to me. So I think that's more of along the lines of where they were going, not the way we keep trying to spin it. They didn't probably intend for it to go completely mainstream the way it did, but that's what happened. And people who are not aware of that, some people like this. Some people have foot fetishes. Some people have pins. I like to lick pins, and it turns me on. Whatever it is that you like, we're not judging. But I'm saying we need to understand that this is not – I don't think that's what the game is about, because I played it through beginning to end, and nothing about it said to me that these women were completely against what was happening to them. They were enjoying it. And this is from a woman. Okay, there is no slapping. There is no acts of violence that he does to the women. I didn't see any slapping. He didn't hold them down or, you know, or do anything to them. It was all enjoyable. And we're an adult show. The women were having orgasms. And again, and they were on.
Really, this is a really big change from our pony corn.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Hopefully you've shut by now. I hope to God you've shut this thing off.
Please tell me you have shut this off by now.
Please, little Cassie's not listening. But I think we have a tendency in America to blow things out of proportion in this particular case. This is not a game that needed to get all this attention the way that it did, saying, oh, God, it's advocating raping women. And I would like to go on record saying our chosen charity here is not the usual charity, the cancer charity. It is goes to the Women's Center here in Houston or any women's center, you know, against rape and violence against women. So, speaking as a woman who is the rape survivor, I'm telling you, when I played this, I did not feel offended. I didn't feel hurt, upset.
I didn't feel like, oh, my God, I have to turn this off. I was like, I think I need my man to come sit beside me while I play this. Here, put your hand here type of thing. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, this is the same thing with the, you know, Japan. Their culture is different. This Dead or Alive, even Arcane Heart 3, my biggest deal with Arcane Heart 3 is not that it was sexual game and that there were the nipples. I didn't like that they put it on the front of the box and that it was going to be released here in the U.S. And it said, and their part of their PR that they sent to us said, this is an all-girl cast of games, and they made it seem like it was an empowerment thing for women. And not that being sexy is not empowering, but that don't, you know, a little girl passing by this and her mom, who maybe is just getting into gaming, may misunderstand what they're seeing. So don't stick that on the front of the box. You know, say naked girls or something to
naked.
Let them know.
Right.
Yeah, let them know what's up. So I'm not offended by the Dead or Alive. Not a game I want to play.
Well, not Dead or Alive. No, you're talking about that other game.
I wasn't offended by that either. I don't have to play them. If I want to look at boobs bouncing, I go stand in front of the mirror. I'm just saying. I got my own.
It's funny you should say that, because when I see boobs bouncing, I stand in front of your mirror too.
Shut up. Didn't you see that coming? No.
Anyways, I don't know. Maybe that's driving PSP sales. That's all I'm saying. Keep
I
up my
PSP. It is. It most likely is.
I just was unaware that sex sells, and I've never really thought about that concept before.
Boy, please.
Sony, you smart, handsome devil.
Look, I like the comments here. One of the guys says, when you have under 12 square feet of living room, there comes a point when you have to choose between a PS3 or a toaster. So, or
speaking of that, and that, by the way, again, I got another chance to play the 3DS, and unfortunately, it was the same game, and I still like it, but again, that price is just too much right now, too expensive, way too pricey.
It'll probably drop after E3.
It better drop, because I'm just telling you right now, that may also have something to do with why PSP is owning your face right now.
Owning your face. It's owning your face.
Poning your
Poning.
Face.
Sorry.
Pony corning your face.
No, don't. Don't do
I'm
it.
I'm going to have to play that game again after our conversation about the rape leg game, because I'm totally feeling dirty now.
You should not be as an adult. Seriously. Seriously, and I'm not telling anybody to go out and play the game or find a copy. I'm just saying it's not all that CNN is cracked up to be.
I'm not even sure I want to play it. I mean, it's just I'm all up for some kinky stuff, obviously. I mean, I'm the biggest perv on the show. But even
she's
I have
got me beat, folks. She's got me beat.
I do have
it. See, you heard you completely
got me beat every night after the show.
You all completely see, this is where I say as Americans we get it skewed. You completely misunderstood what I said. I did not say at any point in time in there that there was anything any more kinky than what goes on in everybody's bedroom, the normal sexual things that go on in people's bedrooms. I'm saying the title is implying some things, and there's a couple of sandbox levels that have some things that are kind of off the beaten path, but nowhere in there is it not implied that the two people are not consenting to whatever it is that they're doing. So no need to feel dirty. And again, if that's not your thing, then don't play it. It's that simple. But and I've said this before when we've had sex shows, there are games on the internet. There's a couple of gaming websites that's all they do is sex games, and they're way worse. Way, I'm saying 100 mm-hmm. times worse than Rape Play. But for some reason, CNN chose to jump on that particular game. And I say because
I think
it's graphically,
it was mainstream. That's why.
Not just mainstream, but graphically, it is the most beautiful of any sexual game I've seen. It is pretty graphics. It is bar none.
You gotta get out, Corey. You got to get out.
You've seen prettier games than Rape Play? Graphically?
If it doesn't have tentacles, I don't care.
What are you talking about? I would never play such games. Never play such games before.
We know you've played the games because we've done sex game shows before, so don't lie. We got you on tape.
We can do that again, for real.
That's one of our highest rated shows on iTunes when I look
at
it.
Really? Just so I can go do more research. That's all.
You know what was funny to me when I was looking through iTunes and I saw that show at the top? The big red letters next to it that says explicit.
Dude, every one of our shows is explicit. What are they talking about?
That one is extremely explicit because it's angry red letters next to it.
Angry.
Explicit. I was like, wow, we got an explicit. We got two explicits. There's two shows marked explicit on iTunes.
Awesome.
Feels special. Because nobody else has that. No other gaming shows have that next to their name.
special.
It's special. It is about to go. Is it time to go?
No, not yet. Why are you always trying to end the show early?
What, you don't like being with us? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Corey. What's up with that, huh? Corey.
I'm trying to hydrate. I need some water.
You know, one of the things that I realized the other day, I went back to Anarchy Online to try to play it.
Damn.
Okay, that is an old school game. Old school game, but it's still fun. I mean, the graphics are not the best, of course, but it's still fun. It's still, the gameplay is good, the mechanics are good, you have a whole bunch of different classes to play.
I'm going to tell you how ironic it is that you say that, because that's one of the things we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks, is a tribute to those games that we thought went away, because I found The Matrix Online, again.
Oh, I bet you're happy.
Ginger found her Dark Ages of Camelot, the original, again.
Are you serious? DOC?
Yes. We've been finding a whole lot of these games. They didn't die. They just kind of died down, but we know where to find them, so we'll be telling you about that.
Oh, I got my AO going. My trader, level 127 right now. That's right.
What?
What?
Say what? What? What?
Girl, you know what? I never got past having my nanobots injected. That's what I...
Are you serious?
Girl, you know how I am when I'm in the game.
Oh, yeah, you got to do everything. Yeah, I know.
I got to read everything. I got to stop and talk to everybody. I got to make
everybody.
Also, APB, even though it's not old, is one of those ones we thought was gone. APB is back, and it's a free-to-play bin.
No.
Oh, AO is free-to-play, too. I mean,
I don't,
you can't do some things.
You mean Aeon?
They were always, Anarchy Online. They were always free-to-play. They were one of the first ones to do it. Also,
Anarchy Online's been, wow, that's an old game. Yeah.
It really is, but it's actually... It's really good. I like it. I enjoy it.
I didn't like it when it was not free to play, so I don't, that's going to change my mind.
Don't be bad mouthing my game.
No, I'm just, that's the thing about, like, always.
Age of Conan is going to free to play model, too.
I don't really like
Age of Conan. Now, that I might be interested in.
No, not me. Yeah.
We have to give them because they. Actually, you were here when that happened. I was telling Ginger about it. You were here when they came by and they were asking us if we liked the trailer, and you were one of the ones going, that's a hot effing trailer.
The trailer was good. The game wasn't, and we got 2 minutes.
Okay. Like that, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
All, like, obvious with it.
I don't even know what I want anymore.
I do. I'll give you what you want after the show.
I want games and some ice. That's what I want. It's hot up in this.
We're going to end this game. Make sure she's in bed now.
Cassie's been in bed for hours.
Please come, Cassie, not hear the rest of our show.
Oh, God. Now, does that feel bad because we're wondering if you listen? Please don't be listening.
Please don't be listening to this show.
We're on a boat this week. Next week, we'll also be on a boat. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's right, bitches. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't. That'll teach us.
Teach us a lesson. Right.
You can teach me a lesson anytime.
Mm-hmm. I will. After the show's over.
Yay.
Bring it up.
Damon!